Unnaturally Blonde. And this is this lady is called Sandy Carroll, a blues singer, and we got the CD here in KUNM. Also, we heard Jana, who was nominated for a Grammy Award on this CD, New Moon Born. Jana, and she has a good blood of Native American here, Native American singer, and we also listened to her song Osiris Star. The Osiris Star. Estamos en Women's Voices, las voces de las mujeres, Women's Voices, and we have our first guest here with us this morning. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, of the program, we will be addressing the shape of women's reproductive rights in New Mexico and a vision of it nationally, kind of. We have our first guest, Elisa Martinez. She's the executive director of Protect Albuquerque Women and Children. How are you, Elisa?
I'm doing well. Guie, how are you? ¿Cómo estás?
Was it hard to get here to KUNM? To
find yeah, it was a maze, but we're here. We went through a couple of security gates, but we're here now.
Yes, it's the weekend. So the doors are closed. But let's start with a topic. Let's give to our listeners a view of your organization and what is the sense of the organization. What is your position on terms of reproductive rights, and what are you advocating for?
Well, Guie, we are advocating for the pain-capable unborn child protection ordinance here in the city, which will be up on a citywide ballot November 19th. And the purpose of our organization, hence the name Protect ABQ Women and Children, is to, really to raise the discussion about the issue and advocate and support for this measure, which would protect both women and children. And it's also known as the ban on late-term abortion in the city. And as many people are learning to discover in this process, is that abortion is legal in our state and going on in the city up to 9 months.
Okay, can you define what is late-term abortion? What is exactly, what do you mean by late-term abortion?
Excuse me. Late-term abortion involves, abortions that are being performed in the second and third trimester. So 20 weeks would be almost 27 weeks is where the third trimester starts. The second trimester is 13 through 27 weeks. So the reason why we're advocating for a 20-week ban is based on the medical evidence that supports that these unborn children who are developed at, it's 5 months of development is what we're talking about, and beyond, experience a tremendous amount of pain in the procedure of these late-term abortions.
The women do?
And the women and the children. The children... Okay. Obviously do, because they are being their lives are being terminated through a very gruesome procedure. But also the women, the women's lives are at risk and their health is at risk. And what we found is the actual abortion facility that performs these here in Albuquerque has a consent form that the women are required to sign that explicitly states that abortion, undergoing this abortion procedure after 18 weeks is more dangerous to their health than carrying a pregnancy to term.
Okay. Is this medically approved under, a national medical criteria? I mean, why would you say that this, what would your position be kind of like in terms of the medical situation? Are you saying that the doctors are not following?
No, all I'm saying is that the doctors require their patients, these late-term abortion doctors require their patients to sign off on a waiver stating that it is more dangerous to go through a late-term abortion procedure after 18 weeks than to go through with a pregnancy. And the reason why it's more dangerous for women is because as their pregnancy develops further along, that the uterine lining gets thinner. And so what can happen, one of the complications in these procedures is that the uterine wall is ruptured and women have bled to death.
Mm-hmm. And do you know of cases like that has happened, in which that such a situation has happened?
There are cases that have happened across the country. Here in Albuquerque, one of the issues that is coming about, it's very troubling, is that this late-term abortion facility here in Albuquerque and all of the abortion facilities that are performing surgical abortions are not classified as ambulatory surgical centers. So what happens is what happens during the process of these procedures is that the facilities are not equipped to handle emergencies when a woman needs to get rushed to the hospital. If the uterine wall is ruptured and they're bleeding to death, and what we do know of is there's at least 12 cases here in Albuquerque at the clinic, the late-term abortion clinic, that women have had to get rushed to the hospital because of complications from the late-term abortion. And the clinic ends up having to call 911. 911 then comes and rushes them off to the hospital because they're not outfitted to handle, you know, these type of emergencies. So, and there's no way of knowing what exactly has happened to these mm-hmm. women because of the way the laws or the way these clinics are classified.
Okay, just trying to bring you know, a clear message to our listeners. Why do you think it's permitted if there is such a risk? Why is it permitted?
You know, that's a really good question, Guillet. What we found is that in New Mexico, there's only one law in place that protects women, women's reproductive health, and it's called the late-term abortion. Partial birth abortion ban, which is basically bans a certain type of procedure that was very dangerous. Excuse me. Pardon me. So there's only one law in the books that protects women and children. So other than that, it's really fair game. And that is the consequence of the laws in our state. So whenever, you know, we see common sense legislation that would protect women's health in this matter, what I've seen, excuse me, is that the legislation in committees in Santa Fe gets tabled by a handful of legislators in the committee before it even goes to a fair vote through the democratic process on the floor of the House or the legislature. So, So it's a problem. It's a problem for everyone that's concerned about women's health.
Okay. I really wish, I don't know if you may have numbers. I really wish that we would compare. So you're really not against abortion in general. You're advocating against abortion late after 3 months. Is that what you're saying?
After 5 months and beyond, abortion is legal in New Mexico. 5 months and beyond in Albuquerque, late term abortion, 20 weeks and beyond is what we're advocating for here in the state. In the city. And it's legal in the state through all 9 months of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And these particular procedures that are done after 20 weeks and beyond are highly dangerous and unsafe for women.
Do you have an idea of the total of number of abortions that are done here in Albuquerque or New Mexico, and how many of those are late term abortions? Do you have an idea?
We have an idea of the number of abortions, but the interesting thing is because these clinics are not under the jurisdiction of the New Mexico Department of Health, there's not sort of an index of numbers that say, you know, first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. And what our organization is in the process of doing is requiring getting those documents from a public records request. But it is a very tedious process because they're not indexed. What we do know is my understanding is that recent numbers that I've seen, overall, there were about 600 late-term abortions in 2012. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these procedures, again, we have out-of-state doctors coming into our city and our state who do not reside here, and they charge upwards of $16,000 per late-term procedure.
Okay. Do you have any idea of the reason why the late-term abortions are being done? I mean, is it a woman's decision? Maybe it's a situation of her own health per se, or is there a recommendation from the provider, the doctor, because that may affect her own health?
Sure.
I mean, maybe the pregnancy is risky for her health, or she, I mean, is this, where is that decision coming from? Why are they happening? Why are late-term abortions happening? Do you have an idea?
There are a few studies that have been done on why late-term abortions are being done, and one in particular by the Guttmacher Institute, which is the research arm of Planned Parenthood. Not a single one of the late-term abortion procedures in that study were done for the women's health. Only 2% of the late-term abortions in that study were done for fetal abnormalities. So if there's an issue with, you know, maybe a Down syndrome baby or something to that nature. But by and large, according to that study, 98% of the abortions were done for an elective reason. And in kind of all of the above of what you said, you know, I think women, what I found in my personal experience working with abortion-minded women and offering them, you know, a sounding board, is that these women are often, you know, 64% in general are pressured by either a spouse or husband or family member to go through a procedure they don't really want to have to go through. You know, it's not something that women look forward to participating in. So that's and I think that's an aspect that, you know, we're able to talk about now, you know, and that needs to be talked about, is that, you know, these women are being pressured, and then not to mention a lot of them are being pressured. And then not to mention the aspect of, you know, there's money on the table. You know, abortion, late term abortion industry is very lucrative. And so, you know, I think that plays into the fact that, you know, these women are scared, they're fearful, they're afraid, they're being pressured. And you know, like I said, there's money on the table in going forward with that decision. So
does your organization offer any services, any support services, beyond advocacy and, you know, possibly community promotion, you know, community, whatever, you know, however you are working.
Yes.
What are the services that you bring to the women who are, is there?
The purpose of this organization is to advocate for the passage of the late term abortion ban. But, you know, I myself personally and my staff members, we also do offer, you know, we have worked very extensively in offering better solutions for women that are in this situation. And let's say, actually on our website, we do have, all of the resources listed there for women, because there's a lot of really great organizations that are able to step in the place for these women and offer them the assistance they need to make the choices that are best for them. And, you know, oftentimes what I found in my personal experience, Gie, is that women that are facing the abortion decision, it's a financial decision. You know, they have a lot of pressure on them financially and other life situations. And these are temporary problems. So if we can alleviate those problems in their life, then the option of choosing an abortion is off the table for many of them that I found.
You know, that's a good point that you're addressing, because most of the experiences that I've known of my community, of my barrio, it's usually because the woman is all alone.
I know.
It's all alone. And, you know, in one side, she's being pressured culturally by the community, by the family, have the child. But really, you know, the financial support is not there.
Yes.
Most of the time, the emotional support is not there. Maybe the plans of her life are going to completely be changed. So maybe here and during our show, during our program today, because we're going to have other guests in a pre-recorded interview that Susan LeBay did, I think that is the main point.
Yes,
that the woman can the woman have that right when she's all alone and the support is not there?
Right.
Or even if it may not be there, that I think that that's the center of the debate. And that is something that I see in the barrios, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody very much criticizes the woman, but nobody's there to give her the support.
That is the point.
You know,
right.
So yes, but where are the organizations? Where is a structure? Where is a community space that I can go to that can help me go through this? Because a pregnancy is not just something so simple. I mean, somebody else is coming into this world.
Yes, and how, you know, absolutely. And what we found,
a child of yours is coming to your world, and
it's life altering. It's a life altering situation, circumstance for these women, and you know, one of the organizations that I've worked with, and you know, really have dedicated my life to helping women in this circumstance, has helped over 800 women that were in this very situation you're speaking of, and helping them with the financial support, with the emotional support, with the spiritual support, with a safe place, with their peers, with a support system. And it's called the Gabriel Project. And, you know, we've helped over 800 women who, again, coming from the barrios, coming from, you know, the reservations, coming from difficult circumstances. But what we found is that for women to make this, it is a courageous choice. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying that it's not a difficult choice for them to choose the life. But what we found is that, their baby is really the only person that will love them unconditionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And okay, so we'll keep talking. Anything else that you want to tell our listeners about your organization and anything that you would want to inform our listeners?
Well, again, I would just ask the listeners to become informed about, the procedure that we're talking about. I know it's tough. It's tough to talk about these things, but it's important to know, what you're standing for and what you're against. And what I would say with this particular procedure is it's very traumatic and it's very gruesome for women to have to undergo. And like I had said before, with the lack of oversight from the New Mexico Department of Health is very dangerous for women. And, you can find the consent form that I referenced on our website, which is protectabq.com. Mm-hmm. And you can see there, not only abortion pose a greater risk than pregnancy after 18 weeks, but that risk gradually increases as pregnancy progresses. And so, and also what we found in this issue of the late term abortion is that, these procedures are being done on healthy mothers and healthy women. And that is according to the Guttmacher study. So, again, I just encourage everyone, to get the facts, get the information, if we're really going to be a community that comes together and supports women, to offer them, there's got to be better solutions for women. And so, that's something that I advocate for personally, and I encourage everyone, all of your listeners, to become informed, become involved in, in this issue, because it's not just, one-sided. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Protect Albuquerque Women and Children, Elisa Martinez, Executive Director of the organization, and who is advocating, this organization is advocating to end late-term abortions, which is an abortion that may happen after the 20th week?
Yeah, after 20 weeks, which is 5 months or halfway through pregnancy in the city. And these abortions are occurring up to basically till the day of birth it's legal. And the further along these pregnancies progress, women are in grave danger. And so we're just saying this is not something that, sort of is a positive thing for mm-hmm. to have to thrust upon our women and children in the city.
Question that came to my mind, because this is this issue is seen within the woman's rights of reproduction. Mm-hmm. So you're really not against abortion itself. You're against late-term abortion.
Yeah, we're advocating against the late-term abortion procedures that are being done here in our city. Yeah, that's what the focus of our organization is right now.
Because of the risk that it means to the woman.
Because of the risk to the woman, and obviously the unborn child who is, at 5 months development can feel pain, responds to pain stimuli. All the receptors, neurotransmitters and receptors are in place to receive that stimuli, and we're just saying this is really a human rights issue, not only for the women, of course, but also for that unborn child, who many of these children can survive on their own outside of the womb. And if this is being done for elective purposes besides the health of the mother, then it's really an injustice. And it's, in my personal opinion, these late-term abortions are the greatest injustice of our time right now. And so, we have protections in place for animals that go to the slaughterhouse that considers their, humane treatment. And, we're advocating for the humane treatment of these, these babies that are undergoing a gruesome procedure, to no regard to their humanity and dignity.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anything else? Okay.
Thank you.
We'll keep in our show with the music, and we'll also have this will be a dialogue. This will be a discussion.
I appreciate that.
We're expecting also Angela Herrera from the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, and this is in a few minutes later. So let's keep going on with our program.